Hello.
Yes, hi, good afternoon. My name is Walter, and I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. Will you be so kind and answer a few questions? I'm not going to take too much of your time. We are conducting an opinion survey with issues facing your community and the nation. Your answer will remain confidential. Now, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Okay. Could you ask that again?
I'm sorry?
What was your question again?
Oh, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Not at all.
Okay. So I'm not going to take too much of your time, like I said. Let me see. Now, are you 21 years old or older and registered to vote?
Much older.
Yeah, but are you registered to vote?
I am.
Okay, great. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote, probably vote? Chances 50-50? You will probably not vote.
Very much will.
Okay. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Not at all, but I do speak the language.
Oh, okay, great. Great. Are you white, African-American, Asian, Native American, mixed race?
Human.
I'm sorry?
Human.
I understand. Okay, so you don't want to answer that question? It's important because...
I'm African-American.
American? Okay,
African-American.
Oh, okay, great. Okay, do you mind giving me your age? You don't have to if you don't want to.
57.
57?
67.
Oh, okay. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and the Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 for it's most important, 5 somewhat important, 0 if it's not important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
10.
Okay. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
10.
Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
10.
Eliminating food deserts in our communities. You know, because of the sugar, I guess. That's what they do.
Okay, I didn't understand your question.
Eliminating food deserts in our communities.
Eliminating food?
Food deserts. In other words, sweets.
No.
Not
zero.
Important. Zero, okay, no problem. All right, thank you. And now, thinking about the race relations in America today, do you think that things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for Black Americans, African Americans?
Getting worse.
Okay. Do you believe that health outcomes in general in the American community are better, worse, or about the same as in the white communities?
It's worse.
Worse?
Okay, well, say it again.
Do you believe the health outcomes in general in the African American community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
Worse? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African American communities? You can select up to two. Vaping, opioids and fentanyl, ketamine, ecstasy and other party drugs, cigarettes, marijuana and other cannabis products, alcohol, heroin, cocaine, meth and crack, other.
drug.
Like party drugs? Ketamine, ecstasy, yeah, and other party drugs? Okay. And which other one?
Okay, all what right. was the other ones that you named? Because I don't think there's too much of the party drugs.
Vaping, opioids, and fentanyl, cigarettes, marijuana, and other cannabis products, alcohol, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack.
Alcohol.
Okay. I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving on those who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the African-American community? Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree.
Somewhat agree.
Okay. Now I'd like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with the products. Electronic cigarettes or vapes?
Familiar. Nobody in my family in my household smokes.
No, I totally understand. I'm asking you, how familiar are you with this product? Do you know about them? Not that you use them.
I'm familiar.
Oh, okay. Somewhat familiar or very, very familiar?
Somewhat.
Okay. Heat not burn tobacco products.
Familiar.
Okay. Oral nicotine pouches.
I'm not familiar with that one. We don't use it.
Okay, no problem. Okay, now I'd like to give you an additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. Now, after hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? More government restrictions and bans? Introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market? More education and anti-tobacco advertising? Or the cost of smoking has gone up?
I think it's the alternative.
Alternative
to smoking, and also because it has gone up.
Okay, but it's only one answer. So is it the alternatives to cigarettes to the market, or the cost of smoking?
I think it's more so the cost.
Okay. Okay, now I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement B, the federal government cannot and should not promote anything related to nicotine or tobacco. Smoking rates have declined dramatically in the last few decades, and very few of us are still exposed to smoking in our daily lives. Vaping is not safer, and it has already become an epidemic that we'll be dealing with for decades to come. Statement A, the federal government should do more to meet people where they are and promote less harmful alternatives to smoking. We know that cigarettes are a major health risk and the people should quit, but that may not be immediately possible for the nearly 30 million American adults who still smoke. Smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives pose less health risks to adults who smoke and those around them until they are willing or able to quit entirely. Which statement do you agree? A or B?
A.
Okay. Now, you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat.
Okay. Okay, and I will, and would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes? Much more harmful, somewhat more harmful, somewhat less harmful, much less harmful, no difference.
I don't think there's a difference. Both of them are harmful.
Yes. So, but is less harmful then?
I think it's just it's equal.
Okay, no difference.
It's just that so I think a lot of people use it. This is my opinion. A lot of people use it as a status, you know, just like years ago, people were smoking because they thought it made them look more sophisticated. I think that's where it was with vaping.
Okay, no problem. Okay, we're already at 65%, okay? We're almost done. I'm not going to take that much of your time anymore. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, and 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Medical professionals who should have access to scientific information on smoke-free tobacco products that can save hundreds of thousands of lives have a responsibility to inform and educate their adult patients who smoke about smoke-free products. It's important for patients across all communities to have access to this type of information from trusted sources like doctors and nurses. From 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. When someone is overdosing on opioids, their lives may be saved by using another drug like naloxone and Narcan. This drug doesn't cure their addiction, but it saves their lives. And we hear about opioid deaths every night on the news. But smoking kills 5 times as many people as opioids. And the FDA is choosing to ignore the science that shows there are less harmful alternatives than those who smoke could be using. We should take the same approach with cigarettes that we take with other drugs that get a lot of more media coverage. From 0 to 10, how do you agree?
5.
Okay. And the last one on this one. Let's be clear. When we talk about giving adults who smoke the choice to switch to less harmful alternatives, we are not saying they shouldn't quit. Quitting all tobacco and nicotine is the best choice for adults who currently smoke. And we should continue to educate everyone on the risk of tobacco use and support cessation efforts for people who still smoke, but not everyone is able to quit. And some people may just choose not to. That doesn't mean we should leave them to die. We can encourage the people to quit and still provide adults who smoke with less harmful alternatives until they do. From 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. All right. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you did not, but I'd like to ask you again. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focus on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products will improve health outcomes in the African-American community. I strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree.
Agree, strongly.
Okay. Now, in the past 30 days, I understand that you don't smoke, but I have to ask the questions. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Oral nicotine pouches? Yes or no?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as Dip or Chew?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Electronic cigarettes or vapes?
No. No.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
And the last one, cigarettes?
Nope.
Okay, great. Now, switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? From the first to 11th grade, high school or graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's?
Master's.
Okay. Are you married? Unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Divorced.
Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
My grandson, yes.
Which of the following would best describe how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Working class.
Working class?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How do you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Urban.
Okay. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes, no?
No.
Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Strong Democrat, not strong Democrat.
Strong.
Okay. In the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Okay. We're already at 97. I think this is the last question. And in the 2024 elections for president were held today, and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time. You enjoy the rest of your day. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.